The Gemara of Rosh Hashanah darshins Aseres Yimei Tshuva from the pasuk which we read by Mincha, the first of the haftorahs of Tata de Tshuvta. Tirshu Hashem b'imotzoi k'ro'u b'yosei korev. Mashma, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch is nimtza, and sometimes he's korev. When is that time when he's nimtza, when he's korev? Mashma, other times he's not. B'yosei korev, when he's korev. So the Gemara says, these are the asara yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippurim. Who stayed to the pasuk? How do we know that this pasuk is talking about Davka these days? Maybe it's other days during the year. It's Ken Zayin, the Targum is maybe the Mafteach to understand the Gemara. I mean, what's the pshat? The Rebbe Shalom is himotzai. He's nimtza. He's korev. The Rebbe Shalom is always korev. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't move. The Rebbe Shalom is memalei hakoil. He's always korev. He's always been nimtza. What's the pshat? Sometimes more korev, sometimes less korev. Fashneitzach, we're not talking mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu bichlal. Obviously. I'm talking mitzad the bench. Why do we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu more benimtza and more korev in the asara yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim? So the Targum is interesting, the Targum. Dirshu Hashem b'motzei. Tvo'u d'chalto d'Hashem. Dirshu means to be tovea. We should ask for Yira, Yiras Hashem. What's Behimotsoi? Adatun Chayim. While you're alive. Kra'u Biosa Korov. Ba'oi Min Kodamoihi. Daven from him. Daven for him. In front of Hashem. Means Bibavakesh. Not just Mavakish, Dirshu is Mavakish, Krauhu is daven for it. Adatun Kayim, Kayomin. Yosa Korev, Adatun Kayomin. What's the pshat here? Adatun Chayim, Adatun Kayomin. It's two things. Choyer the pshat is, the pasuk we say, in Pesukei Dezirah, ki hu oma vayei, hu tziva vayamoid. The Eibishter made things come into existence. Ki hu oma vayei, hu tziva vayamoid. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give a tzivoy that it should continue to exist. Pshas Maisa Bereishis, the Parsha Maisa Bereishis, we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Yehi kach, Yehi ar. And then it says, Vayar Elokim ki toiv. What's the pshat? He saw ki toiv. Hashneisuch is toiv. The Rebbe Shalom wasn't sure if it was be toiv or not toiv. He made it. It wasn't going to come out differently than how he made it. If he wanted it, so it's going to be toiv. So the Ramban, Roye ki toiv is a gzeira that it should continue to exist. There's two things. There's a big chiddush here. You think into it. There's two things. We're hearing that there's the shlav of etzim bria, hu oma vayehi, and then there's the continued existence, hu tziva vayamoid. Yehi ar, you have ar. And without Bayar Lukim Ki Taiv, it will continue to exist. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is We have to realize, he did the pshat that 5,783 years ago, the Eivishta made the Adam, made the Bria, we made its Kayim. Was he made it? We made its Kayim. And that's Be'etzim, our first Havana. You look around the world, okay, the world's Kayim. Nobody's choshish the whole time that everything will be choshish l'toyu v'voyu. Nobody's scared to walk into a building. Maybe the building will fall down. Maybe the earth will open up. Maybe this. Maybe the earth will disappear. Maybe I'll disappear. We have a chazokah, and we go with that chazokah. Cheskas chayim, cheskas metzias. There's a chazokah metzias, and we think that's muchrach. The metzias is muchrach. Komash malon, it's not muchrach. Kol rega v'rega, the Eibishter has to give kiyum. It's one thing that he brought into existence, but for his continued existence is a shefa kol rega v'rega from the Eibishter. We say in davening, Hamechadish b'chol yom tomid ma'isa bereishis. Hamechadish b'tuvay b'chol yom tomid ma'isa bereishis. What's kol yom tomid? Rashi says, tomid can mean two things. Spoken about it before. Tomid could mean kol yom v'yom. Like kobna tomid. Kobna tomid was keves echod v'boike, keves echod ben aboy. Or tomid could mean b'li shum efsik. Like the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim was on the shulchan tomid. The shulchan was never ever poni from lechem. When they came to change the lechem on Shabbos, the kohen who stood with the new lechem, the fresh bread, it was always fresh, it stayed fresh, but less. When the new lechem stood one side of the shulchan, and the other kohen stood the other side, and the kohen slid on the new lechem, and mimela, the old lechem was pushed out. The shulchan was never poni. That's tomid. So there's two types of tomid. Tomid kol yoim v'yoim, or tomid b'li hefsek. We'd say the Rebbeinu Shem is mechadesh b'tuvay tomid ma'aseh bereishis. Which tomid are we talking about? And we say the Rebbeinu Shem is mechadesh b'chol yoim tomid, then we know we're saying that the Rebbeinu Shalom is mechadish ma'aseh bereishis kol rega v'rega, like the Tomid kol yoim, as already says. So the Tomid of kol yoim Tomid must mean b'li hefsek. Ma'aseh bereishis is yesh me'ayin. Rebbeinu Shalom made the world yesh me'ayin. And be'etzim, if you think into this, it's muchach. It's poshut muchach b'svara. Can't be anything else. What is the stomach? Without the Rebbeinu Shalom making a bria, what is the stomach? There's nothing. Absolutely nothing. Ayin. So the Rebbeinu Shalom makes the bria, the first time he made it when he was moitzim from ayin to yesh, if the Rebbeinu Shalom won't continue to want a kiyum for that bria, there won't be a bria. Go back to ayin. If the bria would be yesh mi yesh, there'd be something original, metzias. The Rebbeinu Shalom came and he changed it like a human being. When a human being makes a building, he takes all the materials of the building, which are kayam anyway, and he makes the building, dahainu, he changes the tzura, he changes the form, he takes the concrete, mixes it with water, and he makes it into a wall. So what did the Adam do? He changed the tzura of the concrete from the powder, from the water, and he made it into a wall. So if the wall will fall down, we'll go back to iron. We'll go back to its basic metzias, what it was before. But by the Eibishter, there wasn't yesh miyesh. If the bria would have been yesh miyesh, then it's continual existence, just like the first yesh continued to exist, that had some type of existence. Doesn't make any sense, there should be such a thing, but lu yitzuyah. Then all the pulas Hashem would be to be redesigned that yesh and make a bria. No, make, we won't call it a bria, make a yitzira actually, right? Change the tzura of the yesh into the yesh that we have now. But that isn't what it was. It's yesh me'ayin. So if it's yesh me'ayin, if the Rebbeinu Shalom right now, this second, doesn't want the world to be kayim, they're finished. Goes back to ayin. Doesn't go back to a yesh, goes back to ayin. Is that mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis kol rega v'rega? The Rebbeinu Shalom makes the bria. Kol rega v'rega, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us kiyum. Just because we were born on that happy day of our birthday, the happy minute, does not mean ki hu zeh that we should continue to exist. So there's two bechinas. Ad atun chayin, v'ad atun kayomin. Our kiyum, kol rega v'rega, comes from the Eivishter. Without that, we might think, like most people actually do think. What do you mean? I'm chayim. Cheskas chayim. I'm alive. You take life as a given. I'm alive. Why, what, how, what's the meaning of life? Oh, that's too philosophical for me. Just give me another beer and let's carry on with life. What's the point of life? Maybe I'll Google it. You know, nowadays nobody knows anything. You know, just Google it and you'll find out what's the point of life. Mistama, if you Google point of life, there's Mistama some pornographic site, which is the thing. You'll never find out from Google what's the Tachlis HaChaim. I don't believe that Google has the answers to what's the point of life. You ask too many questions, then Google will blow up. Send you to another site. Just enjoy life. Finish. The point of life. Oh, the bench realizes the Chaim is not Muchrach Bechlal. Just like it wasn't Muchrach that I should be born, it's not Muchrach that I should live. Why am I alive? And how am I alive? Pasuk says, Ki imcha mekar hachayim. Where does life come from? Why am I alive? Just think for a second. What is chayim? What does it mean that I'm alive? I have a goof, which obviously also comes from the Eibishter. But why am I alive? I move. I think. I breathe. All sorts of things are going on inside this goof of mine. Chelik I know, chelik I don't know. All sorts of things are going on. And then I can pick up this goof and I can go somewhere and I can do things. I can speak. I can say all sorts of things. Pele. I can choose what I want to say. I can think. I can think all sorts of thoughts. I can think the thoughts that Google wants me to think. The smartphone wants me to think. Or I could decide to throw the smartphone the other end of the world and think other thoughts. Machshava shel kedusha. Machshava shel Torah. Where's it all coming from? Chaim. This is Chaim. I'm not just a lump of meat. My goof is not just like the lump of meat which they serve up for dinner. I'm alive. Chaim. It's a davar ruchni. The guf's a davar gashmi, but the chaim that we have, where does it come from? Kim ka imcho mekara chaim. Comes from the Eibishter. The Eibishter is Elokim Chaim. The Eibishter is Chai. Eibishter is the Makar of all Chaim. Eibishter gave us Chaim, gives us Chaim. Chaim is not Muchrach, Bichlal. When we begin to think about Chaim and Kiyum, the fact that I'm still alive, the only maskana we can come to, if you think straight, is the chaim comes from Hashem. You realize, it's not kafkach years ago, when I was born, that he happened to make me, and now here you are, Mr. Adam, have a nice life. Kafkach years, run around the world, do whatever you want. No. Etzem kiyum kol yoyim v'yoyim kol rega v'rega is vital from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when I think about that, I realize there's tremendous kirva. The Eibishter is giving me chaim right now. We breathe. Breath gives us a certain physical aspect of chaim. The air is korev. Wherever we go, we have the air. Tremendous chesed. He gives us chaim. He gives us the air to breathe. Wherever we go, there's air. You don't walk along the street and all of a sudden you can't breathe anymore. There's a vacuum floating around in the street. You can't breathe. No. Wherever we go, there's air. And that air is carved to us. I don't have to go over there to take a breath. Wherever I am, I have the air. And be'etzem, I take it inside of me. I take the air inside of me. And the goof process is the air. And the mensch is alive. Perhaps that's a little moshul of Kirvas Hashem. And the fact that we realize that for life that we see, we can perceive, I need air, and I need to take the air inside of me. Be'etzem ali b'de'emes, the air is a matonet from Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's karov, and I have to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of me. Pasuk says, Tzu levavi Elokim. Who is the Tzur levavi? What's the key of my lave? The Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is within us. We have chius within us. Comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nefesh, the ruach, the neshama. The Chaya, Yechida, we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nefesh HaChaim says that Neshama is Russian Neshima. Who's Neshima? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Be'etzim it's the Neshima Kiviyochel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shteiti in a Pasuk, with Briyas HaAdam, Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Adam, Ofel Mino Adam. There's the goof. Machlokes, whether he had any type of chiyus or not. Machlokes Rishonim. That goof, Ofel Mino Adam, was it like a behemoth? Or was it Mamish Mutal Kabes? Nishkanaf Kamina. And the Pasuk says, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam blew into his nose, Nishmas Chayim. And then the Adam became the Chiyus HaAdam that we have today, that we know about today. So the Targum, Nefesh Chaya, the Ruach Memalala, this Adam became the Medaber. Even if you tell her that he was like a behemoth before, but he wasn't a Medaber. Rashi says, Nefesh Chaya, says Nefesh Chaya by the behemoths as well. Says Chaya Shebekulam. He's more Chai than them. Shenisvasev by day of a Dibur. This Adam, because of the Vayipach Ba'apov, Nishmas Chaim, now has day of a Dibur. A Briya Miyuchedes Ma'oid. The Heilige Adam. But how does it come? Because the Eibishter's Vayipach Ba'apov, like resuscitation. He blew into the mensch, the Nishmas Chaim. There's a Chazal, which is quoted, don't really have a makof of the Chazal, the Choyra. Oh, a lot of sorry, bring this. Man de nofach min delay nofach. Kiviyochol, he blew from himself. So Nefesh HaChaim says the neshama is the neshimas piv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochol, kiilu. Like if somebody wants to resuscitate someone, so he takes a breath and then he blows his breath into the choyle. Kiviyochol, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us. So how korov is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Chovis Avov says, the Rebbeinu Shem is korov mikol korov. The Rebbeinu Shem is more korov than anything which is korov to the mensch. The Eibishter is more korov than the air. He's more korov than the biggest korov to the thing that's most korov to the mensch. What's the thing which is most korov to the mensch? The mensch himself. Adam korov eitzel atzmoi. And the Eibishter is more karev. Why? Because our whole metzias is from the Vayipach Ba'apov. Adatun Chaim. Adatun Kayomin. Akiyum. The fact that we're alive. The fact that we can do anything. All comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we realize that, let's be Yosef Karev. Kirvus Hashem is the Kiyum Hadam. And when do we appreciate this? When does it come? When's the tkufa of the year? Bad sentence is true, 365 days. Tell me, the mamish b'li hefsek. But when is it more nisgale to the mensch? We said that the pasuk's not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu be motzei v'yoseh korov, talking about how we perceive it. When do we perceive that our kiyum is totally on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Eino asore yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippurim. What happens in these days? Adam nidoin b'Rosh Hashanah uzadin sheloi nechtam b'yom HaKippurim. These days, Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Meisim suchim lefonov. These days are when we can realize Chaim is a matana from Hashem. These days are when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davke, we spoke a few last time before, and the Eibishter Davke makes a Rosh Hashanah. So we can come to that awareness in a starker way, which is hard to live with it, called Rega Berega. Ola Bechola Pachas on Rosh Hashanah. You can have our korah. Rosh Hashanah yichoseivu, lebiyom tzom kippur yichoseivu. Kama yavrun, kama yiboreu. That's both in Kloli. Rosh Hashanah's koveya. Yesterday, day before, was koveya. Exactly how many people are going to pass on Or as people say in English, pass away. He passed away. How many people are going to be Nifta Tov Shin Pei Gimel? And how many are going to be born? Kama Yavrun V'kama Yibareu. Apsak Loli. And then, Mi Yichye U'mi Omos. Then the Psak Proti. Who is on the Rishiva of Yavrun and who is not on the Rishiva of Yavrun? Yibareu is how many will be created, how many will be born. Mi Yichye U'mi Omos. Then we mefaret pratach aprat, the different surahs of Misa that there are. And not only that, Umi Yonuach, Umi Yonuach. Umi Yisyaso, Umi Yisholev. Umi Yoni, Umi Yosher. Umi Yishofel, Umi Yorum. Pratim, Pirtei Pratim of Chaim, the Rebbe Yishov is Koveah. Rosh Hashanah Adam Nidoim. The Pashtus is Kol Adam. If you don't go with some of the Vadim, we spoke it out, different Shitas. If you go, there are some people whose whole din is finished on Rosh Hashanah. Very, very few. Rol becheskas beinanim, lefi that shittu. Oh, the Pashtus is, the God says, Adam nida b'Rosh Hashanah, every single Adam, gzadin shalai nechta b'yoyim ha-kippurim, every single Adam. In these days, we say a special tefillah. Zachreinu l'chaim. What? What's Zachreinu l'chaim? You're born. You're born kach v'kach years ago. What's Zachreinu l'chaim? Alive. Enjoy life. What's Zachreinu l'chaim? Kosveinu b'sefer achaim. What's Kosveinu b'sefer achaim? Perhaps those type of people will say, just don't kill me. Don't interfere. Don't interfere with my life. You gave me life when I was born. Don't interfere. That's not what it says. It doesn't say, don't kill us. Don't write me in this sefer of Kama Yavrun sefer. Don't write me there. Al tichtaveinu lamovis. No, it doesn't say that. It says, Zachreinu l'chaim. Kosveinu b'sefer achaim. Adam nida b'Rosh Hashanah gzadin shalo nechta v'yom ha-kippurim. These 10 days are when chaim is nikva. When the pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem b'imotzo, grow b'yosa korov. Bimotza is to realize he's the Makar HaChaim. Yosef Korov, Datun Kayomim, Kiyum. These are the days when it's all Nikva. These are the days when I can realize that Kiyum, Kiyum HaAdam, my life is not Poshut. Be'etzim, I ought to realize it the whole time. Every single day, 3 times a day, we're moidel Hashem, noidel Echon, sapetin osecho, al chayenu ha-mesurim biyodecho, v'anish moiseinu ha-mkudo isloch. We say that 3 times a day to be back here, that chayim kimcho mekara chayim. My life is always totally in your hands. But the Eibishter's grace of chesed, that he gave us these 10 days. That's how he's decided to be noyheg with us. These 10 days, that's when he's been koveya, so we should realize more stark. Achayeinu amsurim biyodecho. Vanishmaseinu amkuto isloch. And realize Chaim is not taken, not shouldn't be taken for granted. Tamuchrach bichlal. Tamuchrach. So it's asking everybody to show from Chaim. Zachreinu lechaim. How could I ask the Rebbe Mishnah for Chaim? Melech Chofetz b'Chaim. You want Chaim. You made the Bria. You made the Bria, as we saw last time, Kedei Lehetiv. You wanted Chaim. You want people. You want to be able to be mative to people. It'd be Me'ele Kosveinu l'Chaim. You want Chaim. Oh, but then I have to ask myself, what's the tachlis of Chaim? Chaim's a matana from the Eibishter. He gives us Chaim. What's he give us Chaim for? For what purpose? Last Shabbos, we laid a very, very interesting parasha. The end of the parasha is a pli atzuba. Rei nosati lefonecha hayoim es hachayim v'es hatoiv v'es hamoves v'es ora. Says, look, v'misboile, realize, I have given you chayim and toiv. So Dr. Rashi, zeh toli b'zeh. If tase toiv, harei ze chayim, harei lecho chayim. If tase ra, harei lecho bovis. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The chore, the pasuk should say, re'ei nosati lefonecha yoim es hatoiv es hachayim, es hora ves hamovis. But the pasuk says the other way around. Re'ei nosati lefonecha es hayoim es hachayim ves hatoiv. I give it you chayim. I gave you Chaim and Mobis, Esara. The Hebsik of the Pasuk says, Haidoisi bochem hayoim, Esashamai, Esoritz. Ha Chaim ve'am Mobis nosati lefonecho. Ha brocha ve'aklola. They don't say, Ha brocha ve'aklola nosati lefonecho. Ha Chaim ve'am Mobis. No. Hachayim v'amoves nosati lefonecho, habrocha v'aklola, uvacharoto b'chayim, levantichye atov v'zarecho. The Torah is mitzaveh as with the mitzvah's essay to be boiche b'chayim. What's the pshat? Boiche b'chayim? How are you boiche b'chayim? You can tell me that it's awesome to kill yourself, which it is. Don't kill yourself. Oh, b'chaim. I wasn't boiche b'chaim. My parents were boiche. They have a child. And they were zoiche. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was a cousin of the Shutav HaShlishi. He gave them a child, and that's me. I wasn't part of that decision. Here I am. B'chaute b'chaim. Al tivcha b'movis. Oh, b'chaute b'chaim. What's the pshat? Ubechalta betoiv. Ubechalta bebroche. Ubechalta to be a good yid. The apostle carries on. Hey, on the satin for the chayoim, is a chay, is a toiv, is a bov, is a ra. Asher anoichi mitzav chayoim, la ava, is a shem, la kechol, la leches, mitrochom, nishma, mitzvoiso, mechukoiso, mishpotov, vechayiso, veraviso, uveirachacho, asher, la kechol, Boritz Hashem Ato, Boshom and the Rishto. Oh, now you tell me. You tell me to. Avas Hashem, Leches Midrochov, keep the Torah of Mitzvahs, and then you'll have life. Then you'll have life. So what should I be boiche? I should be boiche, but Avas Hashem, I should be boiche, but Torah of Mitzvahs. And then you'll have broche. So I should be boiche, this broche. What a bochalto bachayim. Dr. Ashri, Bochalta Bachayim, Ani Mori Lochem, Shetivchru Bechelik Hachayim. Kodom Haoim Elifnoi, Bechal Lecho Chelik Yofi Benachalosi. The Mishnah says, he's more and more shver. Like a person, like a father tells his son, you should take the chelik yofe. I'm giving you my nachlo. This is what belongs to me, and I'm giving it over to you, my son. And he shows his son all his properties that he has, and all the monies that he has, and all the different things that he has. And he says, you can pick, before I write my will, you can pick what you want. And he tells him, you know what? These properties are very, very choshev. And it's what they call in the stupid world we live in, real estate. This kilo is real. That's going to have a kiyum. That you'll have income for goodness knows when. The money, these shares, I don't know, that's not so real. It goes up and down. Oh, but this is mamish. And he tells him, b'cholecho chelik yofi ben achlosi. U'ma'midoy al chelik ha'yofi. And he shows him, he takes him, or shows him the star. You say, take this. When it comes, you pick this. V'oymeloy, ezebro lecho. You pick this. Val ze ne'ema, Hashem nos chelki v'koisi, ato toimich goyroli. You're toimich goyroli, my goyrol, my lot. Rashi, even more, hinachto yodi al goyrol atoy. The father here, the marshal, not only tells you, take this property, he gives him the star in his hand, he says, listen, this is what you need, take this. And then I'll write it in my will. This is what you're going to have. This is the chelik you're going to have in my nachla. Ezeh kach lecho. It's not a long Rashi to explain the vochalta b'chaim and how to explain it. I don't understand. What's the vochalta b'chaim? I don't boiche b'chaim. Well, we look at it. If we learn the hemshech, we'll see what it means. Yes, I have given you a choice between Chaim and Misa. Habrocha ve'aklola. Mimela, I've given you the choice between Brocha and Klola. Uvachauto b'chaim, lebatichye ato v'zarecho. But the pasuk carries on. Le'avo es Hashem elokecho, lishmoya b'koiloi, uledov kaboi. Ki hu chayecho, ve'orech yomecho, lo shevis ala atome, shenishma Hashem la'avosecho, la'avrom, yitzro, li'akum, lo seis lohem. Chayim is le'avo es Hashem elokecho, lishmoya b'koiloi, uledov kaboi. Ki hu chayecho, ve'orech yomecho. There's a Rashi in Kiddushin. Rashi says, Ki hu chayecho ba'olam hazeh, ve'orech yomecho la'olam haba. Hu chayecho ba'olam hazeh, what's chayim in olam hazeh? What chayim are we talking about, which we have a bechir of chayim? A chayim of kirva l'Hashem. Ki imcha bekar chayim. A chayim of vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. That's the chayim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the choice. A chayim la'avo es Hashem lekecho lishma bekoylem ledov kapo. We saw last week the tachlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the bria lehetiv. But lehetiv is a matzav of dveikus b'Hashem in olam haba. But in order to get that, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to be zoiche me'atzmeinu. How are we going to be zoiche to that? To Mesilas Yesharim says, we'll do mitzvahs. If we'll do ma'isim, she'titavik boy, because ma'isim she'toldasam zeho inyan v'heim heim ha'mitzvahs. How will we have The dveikus in olam haba, if we try to be dovek in olam hazeh. How can we be dovek b'Hashem in olam hazeh? Through mitzvahs which are dveikus b'Hashem. He doesn't say just to be mekayim mitzvahs. He says to be dovek b'Hashem mikoyach ma'isim, which bring that. To do ma'isim in a dveikustika oifen. In an oifen of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch. And that's what the pasuk says here. Le'avo es Hashem elokecha, nishmaya b'koylo le'dov kabay. To be connected with Hashem Yisborach. That chayim is totally on us. That chayim is totally on Bechira. Do we want chayim of vayipach ba'apo of nishmas chayim? Do we want chayim of kirvas Hashem? Da'ad da'aton kayomin? Re'ei nosati lefonech hayoim es ha'chayim ves ha'toiv. Es ha'moves ves ora. Be'etzim what the Eibishter are giving us as a bechira between chayim and misa. Between chayim to be connected to Hashem and Rachmon and Yitzhak chayim which disconnects from Hashem. The people who are going with the Mahalach, I was born kach v'kach years ago. Mimela, I'm alive. I can do what I like. It's my life. Azoi. It's my life. Nah, was the beast. Where are you getting your chaim from? No, I'm alive. And I can do what I like. That's a disconnect from Hashem. A disconnect from Hashem is Misa. Rishoyim b'chayim kurim meisim. B'chayim kurim meisim. A b'chayim, chayim which is real chayim, the chayim which connects with Hashem. Is the Eibishter that gave us a bechira between chayim and Misa. If we realize what is our bechira, it's not just the bechira between this aveira now and this mitzvah now. It's much more global. It's a much bigger bechira. The bechira between the mitzvah now and the aveira now is a bechira between chayim and misa. Between chayim to connect with Hashem or chas v'sholem. But that's the ganze tachlis, the Eibishter wants us to be zoiche. He's melech chofetz b'chayim, avada. The Eibishter's chofetz b'chayim. He is chayim. Elokim chayim. He is chayim. He's chofetz b'chayim. But what chayim? A chayim where he can be native to us. A chayim with dveikus b'Hashem. That's the melech chofetz b'chayim. Yizachreinu lechayim. Right now you're deciding what's going to be with me this coming year. Nothing's muchrach. It's not true. We don't have a cheskas chayim be'etzim. It's not muchrach that I'm going to live. Adam nidoy berosh hashanah. I don't know what the psak was on Rosh Hashanah. I hope I had a psak of chayim. But I start to think, I really have a psak of chayim. Zochreinu lechayim, melech chofetz b'chayim, v'chosveinu b'sefer achayim, only if it's l'mancha Elokim chayim. Chayim l'mancha is chayim. And a chayim l'man the Yetzahara. A chayim, the man, all the taivas. A chayim, the man, all the narishkeit in the world. That's an ishkin chayim. What chayim can I ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Can I come and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shelom, keep me alive so that I can watch another few good movies? Do steht, ha chayim ve'atoiv. What's Toiv? A good movie. V'yesh Oirim, good steak. That steak was good. V'yesh Oirim, a good ball game. All the different things that people say are good. The Mesilas Yesharim comes and is moichek all of them. V'kol zula zeh sheyachshivum le'odom le'toiv, all of it, any toiv other than this, toikus b'ashem, it's eino ever, eino elo, hevel v'shov nise. The steak was good, how long did it last? The ball game was good. How long did that last? The movie? The taiva? The geschmack? That's what he called toiv. Toiv is kiyum. Ki toiv, kiyum. These things, what the Melech Evyon keeps on coming, tell him, this is toiv, this is toiv, this is good, this is geschmack, this is this. And then you have the Fruma Melech Evyon. Yeah, he comes with a hat and a jacket, a frock. What is a hat and a jacket? A frock. A long beard. A white beard. A choshev, white. Ah. He tells you, you need this right now. You have to watch this movie because you need to relax. And then you'll be able to learn Mikdusha Batara with all the schmutz that you have in your head. All the nourishment you have in your head, that'll help you understand Tosfos. Really? Yeah. Go to the ball game, relax, and then you'll understand the dakusdika chilukim between the Rashba and the Ramban. Yena Schwarzer, how you can throw the ball in the that's going to give you inspiration. Babish, like Maldik. You know how you'll come back? What a davening you'll have afterwards? Probably have to be mashlim anyway, because in the middle you missed mincha, and you missed this, and you missed mayrim, and you missed everything, and the next day you won't get up in the morning. Chaim lemancha. What chaim can we ask for? How can we ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for chaim? Dear Hashem b'motzik, Ra'u b'yosek korev. These days when the mention is being kover chayim, what's chayim? What chayim can I ask for? I can only ask for chayim lemancho. Crazy, come and ask the mention for chayim leman, the Melech Evyon. Go and ask the Melech Evyon for chayim. It's a problem. Why? Because the Melech Evyon doesn't have Chaim. Melech Evyon has another name. It's called Malach HaMoves. You can ask the Malach HaMoves for Chaim? Ridiculous. Oh, you suddenly took off his frock and you see what's underneath the frock. Malach HaMoves, that's who he is. Oy vey. Can't ask him for Chaim. So I have to go back to the Makor HaChaim. Melech Ovitz v'Chaim. Can I ask him for Chaim? And what Chaim can I ask him for? Chaim the mancha. And then I think to myself, now the Rebbeinu Shem is being done in Paskening Chaim, the Rachmana Litzlan. And how's he Paskening it? Stop. He's paskening. What I did. Tovshin pei base. Was I living lemancha, or was I living leman the Melech Evyon? Can I come and honestly ask the Eibishter for chaim lemancha when I did all these things in Tovshin pei base? And the answer is yes. Because the Eibishter is Melech Chofetz B'chaim, and the Eibishter created tshuva, and the Eibishter says, the Ike is tomorrow. Va'ato, ein ato ela tshuva. Forget what you did before. Stop the, not forget it, but stop the mahalach. Va'ato, now. Tiku b'achodesh shofar. So chazal, chidshu ma'aseichem b'chodesh hashvi. Shipru ma'aseichem b'chodesh hashvi. Now we have an opportunity to be mechadish, to start again. Yes, the Eibush the paskened on Rosh Hashanah. But if chas v'shalom, there were things which he also had to take into account, midas adin, wasn't so ay. Now I can fix it up, I can change. I can be chozer b'tshuva, I'm ischalek. That isn't what I wanted, the Ribbono Shalom. I want chaim lemancha. I made mistakes. I was disparted by the Melech Evyon. But that's not me, Ribbono Shel Olam. Chaim lemancha. That's what I want. I'm ischaret. I wish I hadn't done that. I'm changing. I'm imechadish. Aziva. Zog Rabbeinu Yonah, what's Aziva? For most people, Aziva is to be mekabel, to be moisif in my one's Yirah Shamayim. I'm going to be moisif in my Yirah Shamayim. Reb Shlomo Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Livracha used to say, tshuva means to improve. I can come to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to improve. I want to steig. I want to grow. And what I did, I mischaret for that. And I misvade lefanecha. Because I'm not ignoring what I was. I'm isvade. And I'm ischaret. And I'm going to improve. Dirshu Hashem b'imotzek, ro b'yose korov. Adatun chayin, adatun kayomin. These days are a sorry of a tshuva, such a chesed that Eibishter gave us. Melechovetz b'chayim. Chaim lemancha. That's what I want, Ribbono Shel Olam. Interesting. Today, we have a tzoim straight after Rosh Hashanah. Tzoim Gedalia. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Yud Ches, tells us, what's tzoim Gedalia? Comes with all the tzoimus of Churban. Lelamedcha. Sheshkula misa sadikim. Kesreifas beis elokeinu. Where is Shechina? Where is the Dveikus Bashem? In the Beis HaMikdash? No. Be'ike is v'shochanti b'soicham b'soich leiv kol echod v'echod. Shochanti b'soich leiv kol echod v'echod. Korov mikol korov v'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Al chayim should be a chayim l'malcho. Then we're a Beis HaMikdash. That's what this day teaches us the psiche, not the psiche, but the hemshech. The psiche is the Rosh Hashanah, what we asked. The Rosh Hashanah should be melech. We asked, Al-Kain, tein pachtecho, al-kol ma'asecho. We want Yirah Shamayim. We want you to be the melech. And we understand from Tzom Gedalia what it means, bring it into the mensch. And now, we want to be mevakesh chayim, chayim lamid, chayim lemancho. Chayim lemancho, Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what I want, that's what I'm all about. The mistakes I made, you gave me the opportunity. Tshuva. So we come, Adam Nidon b'Rosh Hashanah, Uzadin Shalom, Nechtam b'Yom HaKippurim. Kippurim means to wipe away. We'll go through a Yom Kippur, we'll come out of Yom Kippur, shining, gleaming, sparkling, a clearly Shechina, Tov Shin Pei Gimel, is going to be Chaim Lemancha.